Mr. Hurd?
Hello. Oh, Bryce, are you home?
Yes, sir.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that, just speaking in sort of sentimental terms, that I really appreciated what you said tonight. That was very, very thoughtful.
No.
You've been through, you know...
Not thoughtful, Mr. Pratt.
As a matter of fact, you know, I went through the agony of Adams. Nobody ever knew what I went through. You know, I did the firing, as you know.
Oh, I know.
And the president wouldn't do it. And goddammit, I did the right thing. And poor... And it was terrible. I just damn near died.
I know.
But the point of the matter here is that... That in your case, my God, you know, with so many people flapping around, for you to come in and sort of shore these guys up has been a... You know, you sort of wonder if you got any friends sometimes, don't you?
You don't. You don't know. You don't. You're not questioning that, are you?
Not in the country, I don't think, but, you know, in the Congress.
Oh, no. No, Mr. President. You got more goddamn friends. No, no, seriously.
Huh?
You got a hell of a lot of friends.
What do you think so?
They've all been standing by, waiting. Let me tell you what happened tonight.
Yeah.
Danny Kirkendall of Tennessee called me.
Yeah?
Danny is just excited over your statement.
He's good.
Oh, he's...
He's a fighter.
He's just filled with hell and brimstone. And so he is getting hold of George Bush, and he's getting hold of Hugh Scott and Jerry Ford. He wants to get them to sign a common telegram all out across the country.
Hey, that's what we ought to have. That's what we need.
He wants to get a wire. Hey, well, he's just all on fire. He read your statement tonight to his family.
Did he?
Yeah.
You mean the cover, the brief one, yeah.
No, the whole thing.
I'll be damned. What'd he say?
And he said, you don't know Danny very well, of course.
No, I don't. I like him very much, you know. There was a hell of a fight about his...
A real fighting guy, you know.
I know.
All right, now, Danny's wife... She is pretty close to a butcher.
Good.
Oh, she's well over there. Now, as soon as he finished reading the statement tonight.
Yeah.
In his home. She lowered her head. She's very deeply religious.
Yeah.
That girl.
Yeah.
And incidentally, I must tell you, extremely lovely.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Good God, she's beautiful. She lowered her head, and she said, thank God.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You think this?
You see?
Whatever the press does with the statement, it'll help with the folks.
What I was trying to say to you tonight, over there at your place, was that this is a watershed.
You understand there's more shit going to fly, though, Bryce.
Huh?
You've got to figure there's more shit going to fly, though, after that.
Oh, no, no.
I mean?
No, you have to take one step.
Yeah.
And there was no step at all. But this is a step. And this thing now will fructify, and then you have to have your press conference. You've got to go through that.
Yeah.
And this thing, we're on our way out. On the way out. I have no question about that. We're on our way out now.
Well, there'll be more crap, though. You've got to understand that there's all sorts of people in the woodwork now that are cracking and...
Well, of course they're
saying silly things and so forth.
Of course they will be. And you are in deadly danger from close friends.
I know that.
I know that. And I mean, there's no sense in fussing around about that. Of course you are. And you may have to testify before that committee. You may, in lieu of that, do the other thing. I don't know that.
And you don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to tell because these people may crap on you. Now, I don't mean to say they're bad, but they face very serious problems.
I don't think you're going to find that Ehrlichman, Haldeman, or Colson will.
Well, I don't think so either. And I don't think that you will find this from anybody. I really don't think you'll find it. But rather than
testifying, you see, if I ever testify, that's bad. But I can make a statement to them.
Well, I'm not concerned about those. That I think those things are details. You are now on your way out of this goddamn thing. I haven't any question about that. I really don't. The country wants to be with you on this thing. I mean, they have not had anything, Mr. President, not a thing, to put their hats on.
Do you understand that one of the things that everybody's going to feel here, Bryce, is this, you know, you talk about the Republican Party and so forth, and you talk about the situation in the world, and you talk about our left-wing friends. They say, well, the president ought to, you know, resign, all that horseshit. Do they want Agnew to be president right now? That's the key point, isn't it?
No, it's not a key point. I don't think it's a key point.
You don't?
No, sir. I'm sorry. I don't think that's a key point.
Hmm.
This whole thing is ersatz. It's not really.
No, it's deeper than that.
It's not really. There's been a lot of bad stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really bad. It's stuff that doesn't work well with the morality of the American people.
And I'm against it, shit, God
well,
damn it. But I should have controlled it.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I don't agree with that totally, and you know I don't. I think that you should have.
I'm not so sure I think that's very smart at all.
Good for him.
stood in. He stood right up to Bobby Griffin, and he came out of Bobby Griffin and Hugh.
Yeah.
And Les and Jerry were just kind of sitting there and listening to it.
Yeah, I know.
And hadn't taken a position, but they George said, "Look, Bobby, for the President of the United States to sit down before about six or seven bastards." And he said, "I'm not trying to demean Howard Baker or
that's right, I know,
or any of these guys. But from the standpoint of America, subject himself to that kind of...
I won't do it, no.
Is, he said, it just seems to me like there's something wrong in that for the presidency of the United States. And he said, I'm not trying to extol the presidency. I'm not trying to gild a lily or that kind of thing. He said, I'm just saying there's something wrong about that.
Yeah.
And he said, I think you'd better think about that a little as to what you're doing to the...
Yeah, that's
the
good.
The system that we belong to. Well, he cooled it real good. And, you see, I didn't have time to read your statement to them. I just gave them a precis of it.
Yeah.
I went through the pages, flipping the pages and talking briefly. And, but, you see, they're all nervous in the service.
Sure.
Do you remember the expression?
Nervous in the service, right?
Nervous in the service. And I told Al tonight when you walked out, you saw us standing there talking. I said, Al, I hope you'll suggest to the President that, in the course of the next two or three weeks, that he take this same crowd up as he did about 3 or 4 years ago to Camp David.
Yeah.
And sit out there around the pool. The weather now is right for that.
Right.
And just bullshit.
Yeah.
Kick it around.
Right.
Kick it around.
Right.
Now, I'll tell you why I said it. Bobby Griffin told me this morning, he said, Bryce, he said, when I was going over the statement, you know, he said, the only time I felt like I ever had a real visit with the President, not just a meeting with him, but a real visit with him, was up at Camp David when he did his once.
So we'll do that. That's a good point.
I mean, the fellows don't feel like they're close enough to you.
Right.
And they'll just come, boy, they'll come just like a bunch of slaves.
Let me suggest one thing in terms of what I had in mind of you. Let me say, I don't have in mind basically having you take any assignment to do a goddamn thing. Basically, I do think, though, you see, Al's carrying a terrible load here.
Yeah, I know he is.
He's the only man I can talk to who's an adult, you see.
I know.
Now, what I need, basically, is a man, you know, who's trusted by everybody that you can come in the morning and say, now, goddammit, here's what we're going to do and not going to do, and then you can, you see what I mean? We just really need a presidential assistant without portfolio. That's what I really need very much at this point.
Well, Mr. President, I want to help you any way I can. You know that. And,
I know.
I have a complication at the moment I told Al about.
Yes, I know.
And it all crescendos in June.
Yeah.
And in the interim, between now and the time I can get that taken care of, any time I can do anything for you, I'll do it. You know that.
Good. Well, if the fellows know, too, that you're talking, that's very good, you see, Bryce, because they have confidence in you.
Well, I got this in space from the Southern Chairman.
That's right.
I speak to the Southern Chairman.
Right.
And Captain Phillips has spoken to them beforehand.
I know.
You heard George talking about it. And I told him off.
Right.
But, and they want me back in the White House. I know that.
Yeah.
I don't know why they want me exactly, but...
No, I know.
They think I'd be their slave, you know. That's the reason.
But we don't want you there for that. I want you there as a presidential... Basically, I've got to have somebody to talk to. That's really what it gets down to, Bryce. You understand?
You got me.
You see what I mean?
For anything you want me for, you've got me. You know that.
Well, I appreciate it. Okay, boy.
All right, sir.
Well, keep the faith.
Oh, I've got it.
Okay.
All right.